Welcome to the Deep Dive, where every week we showcase a closer look with token wisdom courtesy of your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam. I love how he signs every essay. This is a closer look on token wisdom with Khayyam. This deep dive is for those of you who might be, shall we say, too lazy to read and prefer to learn in, let's call them, alternative ways. This week, we're taking a deep dive into Khayyam's thoughts on the Internet of Things. He titled this one, The Internet of Things, Why Our Obsession with Connected Devices May Be Our Undoing. And let me tell you, he doesn't pull any punches. Okay, so picture this. Your fridge orders groceries before you run out. Your car tries itself, and your house adjusts the temperature automatically. Sounds amazing, right? Like something straight out of the Jetsons. But Khayyam wants us to think about what we're giving up for all this convenience. He argues that we're so focused on these shiny new gadgets and the promise of a smarter world that we're overlooking some serious security and privacy risks. And he's got some really thought-provoking points to back it up. What do you think? Are we trading our privacy and security for convenience?
It's a fascinating question, and one that Khayyam really forces us to grapple with. He uses the striking image of a digital house of cards to describe the IoT. We keep adding more and more devices, more connections, more data, but the foundation of this whole system is shaky.
Yeah, and he doesn't just throw out the digital house of cards analogy and leave it at that. He actually breaks it down for us, explaining how the very architecture of many IoT devices prioritizes cost and convenience over security.
Exactly. He points out that many of these devices are designed to be cheap and easy to use, but not necessarily secure. And because they're all interconnected, one weak link can put the entire system at risk.
It's like one of those elaborate domino displays where one tiny nudge can set off a chain reaction that brings the whole thing crashing down. But instead of dominoes, we're talking about our personal data, yeah, our critical infrastructure, even our physical safety. And he uses the Mirai botnet attack back in 2016 as a real-world example of just how vulnerable these devices can be. For our listeners who might not remember, hackers used hacked webcams and DVRs to create a massive botnet that took down major websites like Twitter and Netflix. It was chaos. But what's really concerning is that, as Khayyam points out, we haven't really learned our lesson. We're still making the same mistakes, prioritizing convenience over security.
He makes this really interesting analogy comparing the situation to replacing a sturdy bicycle with a high-tech unicycle. Sure, the unicycle might be faster and more impressive when it works, but the potential for a nasty fall is much higher. And when we're talking about critical infrastructure, those falls could be catastrophic.
And he gets pretty specific about those potential consequences, especially when it comes to things like industrial control systems and smart cities. He paints this picture of a hacked chemical plant where hackers manipulate sensor readings, causing all sorts of havoc. He calls it industrial slapstick. But it's the kind of slapstick that could have devastating consequences. He even imagines a citywide traffic light malfunction turning a commute into a demolition derby. I mean, it sounds kind of funny at first, but when you think about the potential for real-world harm, it's pretty terrifying. And the scary part is that these aren't just hypothetical scenarios. We're already seeing examples of these vulnerabilities being exploited in the real world.
Absolutely. Hackers have taken control of traffic management systems, shut down power grids, and even held hospitals hostage with ransomware. And as more and more devices become connected, the potential for disruption and damage only grows.
Okay, so we've talked about the risks of the IoT as it exists today. But what about the future? Khayyam spends a good chunk of the essay talking about edge computing, which is being touted as the next big thing in IoT. Can you break that down for us a little?
Sure. Edge computing essentially means processing data closer to the source, which can make things faster and more efficient. Instead of sending all your data to a central server for processing, you have mini servers or edge nodes located closer to your devices. Think of it like a fast food drive-through for data, as Khayyam puts it. You get your data processed quickly without having to wait in line at the main server.
Okay, that makes sense. So faster data processing sounds great. But I have a feeling Khayyam has some concerns about this too, right?
He does. He argues that while edge computing might solve some problems, it also introduces a whole new set of security challenges. Because now, instead of having to secure one central server, you have to secure potentially thousands, even millions, of these edge nodes. And as we've already discussed, security is often an afterthought in IoT development.
So it's like we're trading one set of problems for another, we're solving the speed and efficiency issue, but creating an even bigger security headache in the process.
That's a great way to put it. And Khayyam uses this analogy to drive the point home. He compares it to replacing a home security system with a beware of dog sign featuring a chihuahua. It's a funny image, but it makes you think, right, Are we really securing our data, or are we just putting up a flimsy facade of protection?
Right. It seems like we're constantly sacrificing security for convenience. And that brings us to the heart of Kanyon's argument. What are the real costs of all this progress? Are we willing to give up our privacy and security for a little bit of convenience and efficiency?
Exactly. And in the next part of the essay, Kanyon really dives into the privacy implications of the IoT. He paints this chilling picture of a digital panopticon where our devices are constantly monitoring and collecting data about our lives, everything from our sleep patterns to our driving habits to our private conversations. And it's not just about the data itself, right? It's about who has access to that data and how it's being used. I know Kanyon is particularly concerned about data brokers, advertisers, and even potential future autocrats who could exploit this information for their own gain.
Absolutely. And he gives some really specific examples that are pretty unsettling. He talks about smart mattresses, tracking sleep patterns, connected cars, monitoring driving habits, and voice assistants recording conversations. It's enough to make you want to throw your smartphone in the river and go live in a cabin in the woods.
Right. It really makes you question how much control we have over our own lives and our own data. He also questions whether we can even trust the tech industry's reassurances about security and privacy. He compares their promises to a used car salesman's handshake. You know, it's not trustworthy, but you're hoping for the best anyway.
He's definitely not holding back. So he's basically saying that the tech industry's solutions are just window dressing. They're not addressing the fundamental problem.
Exactly. He argues that their focus on things like encryption and other technical fixes is like bailing out the Titanic with a teaspoon. It might address some symptoms, but it doesn't solve the core issue.
Which is, drumroll please,
yeah,
a lack of focus on security from the very beginning.
Right. He argues that we need to shift from thinking about security as an afterthought to designing systems with security baked in from the ground up.
So a complete overhaul of the way we approach IoT development. That's a pretty tall order. But I'm guessing he has some specific recommendations for how to actually make that happen.
He does. In fact, he outlines 10 specific recommendations for mitigating the risks of the IoT, which we'll dive into in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, so we've uncovered some pretty alarming issues, but it sounds like there might be some light at the end of the tunnel. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to explore those recommendations and what they could mean for the future of the IoT.
Welcome back. You know, it's easy to get overwhelmed by all the potential risks of the IoT, but Kanyon doesn't just leave us hanging with a bunch of scary scenarios. He actually offers some concrete solutions. He lays out 10 recommendations for mitigating these risks and creating a more secure and privacy-conscious IoT ecosystem.
Okay, so less doom and gloom, more proactive problem solving. I like it. Let's dive into those recommendations. What's the first step toward fixing this mess?
His first recommendation is to design systems with security as the foundation, not an afterthought. It seems pretty obvious, right? But as we've seen in the rush to get these shiny new devices to market, security often gets pushed to the back burner.
It's like building a house without a proper foundation. Sure, you can put up walls and a roof, but eventually the whole thing is going to collapse. So how do we actually build that secure foundation for the IoT?
Well, Kanyon's second recommendation addresses that. He stresses the importance of true air-gapped redundancy for critical systems. What that means is having backup systems that are completely isolated from the network. That way, if one system gets hacked, the other can still function.
So basically, don't put all your eggs in one digital basket. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But even with the best security measures in place, we know that no system is foolproof. So what happens when things inevitably go wrong?
That's where his next recommendation comes in establishing clear liability frameworks for IoT-related failures. Because, let's be honest, it's not a bug, it's a feature. Just doesn't cut it when a connected device malfunctions and causes real-world harm.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like, what if your smart fridge suddenly decides to order 100 gallons of milk and then starts live-streaming your late-night snacking habits to the entire internet? Talk about a privacy nightmare.
Exactly. Someone needs to be held accountable when these things happen. But even more importantly, we need to make sure these devices are actually secure in the first place. And that's where Kanyon's fourth recommendation comes in.
Okay, let's hear it. How do we ensure these devices aren't just ticking time bombs waiting to explode?
He advocates for developing robust certification standards for IoT devices, especially those used in critical infrastructure. Think of it like a good housekeeping seal of approval for connected devices.
Like that, a way for consumers to know that a device has met certain minimum security standards.
Exactly. And this ties into his next point, which is all about transparency. Consumers have a right to know what data these devices are collecting, how it's being used, and who has access to it.
No more of this. What happens in the IoT stays in the IoT nonsense.
Right. He calls for creating clear data collection and usage policies that actually protect privacy, and not just buried in some legalese-filled privacy policy that nobody reads. We need transparency in plain English.
Transparency and accountability, two key ingredients for a trustworthy IoT ecosystem. What else does Khayyam have in store?
Well, he gets even more specific with his next few recommendations. He calls for mandatory security auditing for all IoT devices used in critical applications. Basically, that means having independent experts regularly check these devices for vulnerabilities and make sure they're properly secured.
So it's not enough to just hope for the best. We need to actually verify that these devices are secure.
Exactly. And he applies that same logic to edge computing. He recommends establishing minimum security standards for all those edge computing implementations we talked about earlier, because, you know, we can't just assume that these mini data centers are secure by default. We need clear guidelines and protocols in place to ensure that they are.
Okay, so we've got auditing, we've got standards. What about those break glass in case of emergency situations? What happens when, despite all our best efforts, things still go wrong?
Well, that's where Khayyam's eighth recommendation comes in. He stresses the need for developing comprehensive incident response protocols for IoT-related failures.
So kind of like having a fire escape plan for your house. You hope you never have to use it, but it's better to have one and not need it than to need it and not have it right.
Precisely. Because when things go wrong in the IoT world, and they inevitably will, we need a plan in place to contain the damage and recover quickly. And then for his final recommendations, Khayyam acknowledges that this isn't something we can solve in isolation. He calls for a more collaborative approach, recognizing that this is a complex issue that requires a coordinated response.
So it's not just about individual companies securing their own devices. It's about the entire industry working together to create a more secure ecosystem.
Exactly. And that leads to his final recommendation, creating regulatory frameworks that address the unique challenges of these increasingly interconnected systems. We can't just keep slapping band-aids on a system that's fundamentally flawed. We need a more holistic approach.
Okay, so we've got a roadmap for a more secure and privacy-conscious IoT. But I'm curious, what about us? What can we as individual users actually do to protect ourselves?
That's a great question, and one that Khayyam addresses head-on in his essay.
So it's easy to feel powerless in the face of all this, right? Like we're just tiny cogs in this giant machine.
He argues that while systemic change is essential, we as individuals also have a responsibility to be more mindful of our own digital footprint.
So being more careful about what we connect, what we share, all that good stuff. But is that really enough? I mean, it feels like we're up against some pretty powerful forces here.
It's true that individuals can only do so much, but that doesn't mean we should give up. Every little bit helps. And by raising awareness, by demanding better security and privacy from the tech companies we do business with, we can start to shift the balance of power.
It's kind of like voting with our wallets, right? Supporting companies that prioritize security and privacy and boycotting those that don't.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of collective action. When enough people start asking questions and demanding better, companies will eventually have to listen.
So it's not just about being paranoid and disconnecting from everything. It's about being informed, making conscious choices, and holding the tech industry accountable.
Precisely. We need to be both aware of the risks and empowered to take action. And that's ultimately Khayyam's message. He wants us to approach the IoT with both caution and optimism.
Okay, I'm feeling a little less overwhelmed and a little more empowered. But there's still this big question looming. What does the future hold for the IoT? Will we manage to tame this digital beast, or will it ultimately consume us?
Well, he wraps up his essay with a really powerful analogy comparing the current state of the IoT to the Wild West days of the early internet. You remember, it was a time of incredible innovation and rapid expansion, but also a time of lawlessness and vulnerability.
And he's essentially saying that we're making the same mistakes again, just on a much grander scale.
Exactly. And the stakes are undeniably higher now. Because unlike the early internet, which was primarily about data, the IoT is about connecting physical objects, critical infrastructure, even our own bodies.
So the potential consequences of a major security breach are exponentially more serious.
Precisely. He argues that we're essentially building a digital house of cards, and one wrong move could send the whole thing tumbling down. And he doesn't mince words when he says, progress without prudence isn't progress at all. It's reckless endangerment at a global scale.
Wow, that's a sobering thought. It sounds like he's pretty pessimistic about the future of the IoT.
Well, he's definitely sounding the alarm bells, but he doesn't end on a completely negative note. He acknowledges that the IoT has incredible potential to revolutionize our world in positive ways, but that can only happen if we proceed with caution and a healthy dose of foresight.
So it's not about rejecting technology altogether. It's about being smarter about how we use it and demanding better from the companies that are creating it.
Exactly. And he challenges us to think critically about our own relationship with technology and to make conscious choices about the devices we invite into our lives. He asks this thought-provoking question. In this brave new world of hyper-connectivity, are we truly enhancing our lives, or are we simply refining our digital chains?
That's a powerful question. And I think it gets to the heart of this whole discussion. It forces us to ask ourselves, are we really in control of our technology, or is it starting to control us?
And ultimately, I think that's what this deep dive has been all about. It's not just about understanding the technical details of the IoT. It's about understanding the broader implications, the ethical considerations, the potential risks and rewards.
It's about being informed, making conscious choices, and shaping the future we want to live in.
Precisely. And I think Khayyam leaves us with a sense of urgency, a call to action. He's saying that we can't just sit back and wait for someone else to fix this. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of the IoT.
So what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from this deep dive?
I hope they come away feeling empowered, that they understand that they're not just passive consumers of technology, but active participants in shaping its development and its impact on our lives.
Beautifully said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. A huge thank you to our expert for guiding us through this complex and thought-provoking topic. And to our listeners, we encourage you to keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts, your concerns, your hopes for the future of the IoT. Let's use this knowledge to create a more secure, more private, and ultimately a more human-centered technological future. Until next time, keep diving deep.